up along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine.
United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles had many friends among the Indian tribes of the Old West, but it was one of these loyal friends who unwittingly led them down a trail of gun smoke and danger following the thundercloud.
Hickok, I think it's just about time you told me where we're going and why we're going there. You always say, saddle up, partner, and let's ride. Most of the time we're riding straight into trouble, and I don't even know where the trouble's about to start.
Well, maybe it's better that way, Jingles. You don't have to worry till you get there.
Now, Bill, I ain't no baby. I'm bigger than you are, even if I'm not quite as smart, and I want to know what we're getting into this time.
Maybe we're just out for a nice ride in the sunshine.
Fat chance of that. Last time we went for a ride and didn't get into trouble was when we rode over to Widow Ruggles' third wedding. That was a long time ago, because she's had four husbands since then.
Well, we're not going to a wedding this time, Jingles. We're supposed to find out why Chief Thundercloud's braves have suddenly gone on the warpath again.
Oh, Indian trouble, huh?
That's right. Two ranches burned and a wagon train attacked already this month. Each time, the raiding party was led by the same chief.
Chief Thundercloud?
Must have been. They said he wore his red blanket and a war bonnet with the yellow feathers.
That's Thundercloud, all right. But what are we going to do about it, Bill?
I don't know yet. But we're going to meet Wild Bird down the trail here by that big oak tree.
Who's Wild Bird?
He's an old friend of mine, one of the wise men of the tribe.
Where'd he get that name?
I don't know, but he's a little different than most of the Indians. He thinks the way we do, seems to like a laugh once in a while.
Well, that's different, all right. Most of these Indians look like they just found out the sun was never going to come up again.
Hey, there's Wild Bird now on that pinto horse waiting for us.
Well, let's get down there and say howdy. I'll race you, Bill.
All right. Come on, Buckshot. Let's show them who's boss.
Jump, Joker. Someday you're going to beat Buckshot. Maybe it'll be today.
You hear that, Buckshot? Move out, boy.
Come on, Joker. They're pulling away from us.
What's the matter, Jingles?
Nothing's the matter, doggone it, except Joker and I ain't running fast enough.
Oh, that's enough, Buckshot. Slow down, boy.
Okay, Joker. Well, they beat us again. Joker can run away from most horses, but he just can't stay up with Buckshot.
Don't you worry, Joker. If you were carrying somebody my size, I'll bet you could do it. Oh, Buckshot.
Joker. You know, I'll bet that's it. Joker's just carrying too much of a load.
Howdy there, Wild Bird. Thanks for coming out to meet us.
Big lawman, heap local. Run horses when nobody chase them.
No, we're not local. We were just having ourselves a little horse race.
You Indians do a lot of horse racing yourselves.
Not when somebody wait to shoot them.
What's the matter, Wild Bird? Somebody waiting to shoot you?
No, to shoot you.
To shoot us?
But he see Wild Bird. He no shoot.
I like that idea, no shoot. Most farmers just blaze away at us when we ain't looking for it.
Where is this bushwhacker, Wild Bird?
Do not turn around to look. But even now, he watches from big rock behind you.
What?
Careful, Jingles, don't look around.
But where is he? What's he doing?
He keep rifle pointed at you. What you do to him?
I don't even know who he is. How could I do anything to him?
That big rock is about 100 yards back, Jingles. I saw it as we rode by.
Well, what are we going to do, Bill? Sit here on our horses, making a perfect target for that Jasper with the rifle?
Nope. Let's go grab him and ask him what he wants.
Maybe he no want to kill you. When you move, then you find out.
That's finding out the hard way, if you ask me.
When I give the word, you wheel Joker around to the right, Jingles. I'll go to the left, and one of us will get a good clean shot at him.
Yeah, whichever one of us is still alive.
Move fast, and maybe he won't hit either one of us. You ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right, now, get up, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker, get me out of the line of fire. I say, get him, Bill. That dumped him off that rock. Move, Joker. Let's get that sidewinder and pull his fangs before he strikes again.
Wow. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles met their Indian friend, Wild Bird, at the big oak tree, but found themselves covered by a rifleman in hiding. As they wheeled their horses, the man in ambush fired, but Wild Bill dropped him with two quick shots.
He's getting up, Bill. You didn't hurt him very much.
I didn't try to, Jingles. I shot for his arm so he'd drop that rifle.
100 yards from the back of a spinning horse using a 6-gun and you go for his arm?
Sure. What were you shooting for?
Well, I was sort of aiming northeast, hoping he was over that way. Well, and you got him so quick, I never got to pull the trigger.
Well, he looks like he'll be able to answer a few questions, all right. Pull up.
Joker. I'd like to hear the answers to a few questions myself.
Hold it right there, mister. We want to talk to you.
There ain't nothing I want to talk to you about.
Well, maybe there's something we want to talk to you about. Like, why'd you keep us covered with a rifle when we came riding down the trail?
What was the idea of pulling the trigger on us just a minute ago?
That's my business, gents. Who do you think you are, lawmen or something?
That's exactly what we think. This here's Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm his deputy Jingles.
Hickok?
Yes, Hickok, and we ain't too happy about being bushwhacked.
Well, in that case, gents, I reckon I must have made a mistake.
You made a big mistake, mister.
Well, I saw that Injun down there waiting for somebody, and I figured that anybody who was friendly with him couldn't be up to no good.
You'd better change your mind about Indians, mister. I'd trust Wild Bird a lot farther than I would you.
Howdy, Wild Bird. Well, here's your bushwhacker.
Jim Rancherman from over two hills.
Rancher, huh? What kind of a rancher?
Big ranch. Big house. Big hat. No cows.
Oh, cattle man with cattle, huh?
I figure what I do with my ranch is my business.
Sure it is. All we want to know is why you took a shot at us.
I told you. I saw you talking to this Indian, and I figured maybe you had something to do with the Indian raids that have been on.
These raids hit you yet?
No, but they've hit all around me.
Raids no come your way, Blaine.
Don't you go butting into white man talk, you red maverick, you.
Take it easy, Blaine, if that's your name. Well, Bert here's a friend of mine.
I don't care. He's an Indian. I ain't taking any lip from him.
Rancher Blaine, plenty friendly with Chief Thundercloud raiding parties.
You shut your mouth or I'll shut it for you.
Cut it out, Blaine.
Stay out of this, Hickok.
I said leave him alone.
Maybe I'd better settle you first.
Go right ahead if you can.
Well, that takes care of that.
Big rancher. Big talk. No fight.
Ain't many of them when they tangle with Wild Bill.
All right, Blaine, get on your horse and get out of here. And my advice to you is to stay away from the Indians. All of them.
All right, Hickok. I'm going. But since you're so free with your advice, I'll give you a little. Stay out of my business and stay off my ranch. Because if you come riding onto my property, you'll be carried off.
If I find out you're helping Chief Thundercloud and his braves to make war on the settlers, I'll be riding after you wherever you are.
Okay. If you like sleeping in a pine box, come ahead. Get up, boy.
He's about the meanest varmint I've met up with in a long time.
Yeah, and I'm afraid he'll give us more trouble before we're through with him, too. Well, come on, let's go, Jingles.
What's he got to do with these Indian raids, Wild Bird?
No can tell. But Blaine visit Chief Thundercloud many times. Chief give him Indian gold.
How do you know that?
Indian friends tell me.
Did they tell you why Thundercloud and his braves are raiding the settlers?
They say settlers plan to take all land of Thunderbird and his tribe. They say white man has told them so.
What white man told them that?
Who can say? Some white man has made talk with Thundercloud.
Well, we'll have to find out who that man is.
And I've got a good hunch where we're going to start looking.
Wild Bird, you see if you can talk to the Indians in Thundercloud's tribe. Tell them the white men aren't going to steal the land.
They no listen to me. They listen to their chief.
Then we've got to find the man who's lying to Chief Thundercloud, huh, Bill?
That's right, partner. Come on, let's head for Blaine's ranch.
It's like Wild Bird said, Bill, a great big cattle ranch and no cattle in sight anywhere.
Blaine must have some other kind of business, huh, Jingles?
Yeah, bad business, I'll bet. How are we going to go about this, Bill? Just ride right on in and start looking around?
I'm afraid we wouldn't get very far that way. Blaine would start throwing lead before we even got near the house.
Then how do we find out what we want to know?
That little stream with all the trees along it runs right by the ranch house. We can tie our horses out of sight and sneak up at the place undercover.
But we still have to come out when we get there, and Blaine's going to be waiting for us with both guns loaded.
We'll worry about that when we get there. Swing over there in those tree angles.
Get around there, Joker.
Easy, Buckshot. Easy. Get in there, boy.
Oh, now. Take it easy now, Joker. Hey, it's real pretty in here, Bill. And say, look at the trout swimming around in there.
We're after bigger fish than those trout, Jingles. All right, let's start moving.
Oh, Bill, now, couldn't I just catch half a dozen of them and fry them up for a little between-the-meal snack?
Not now. Come on.
Hey, wait a minute. I hear something.
Yeah, so do I. Sounds like engines.
Coming from over there by the ranch house.
Let's take a look.
Bill, it's a raiding party.
That's right, and I can see Chief McCloud in his red blanket and yellow feathers.
Yeah, maybe they're raiding Blaine's place.
No such luck. Hey, look, I can see Blaine talking to the chief. Now shaking hands with him.
Uh-oh, they're starting their horses, Bill. And they're heading straight for us.
Get back in the trees and keep still.
There's pretty of them in there, really on the warpath.
If they catch us here, they'll tie us to a stake and build a bonfire on us.
Then let's hide a little better, huh?
Yeah, and stop talking till they get past.
All right. I won't be able to get my hat back on till my hair stops standing on end.
That was a pretty wild-looking bunch of braves, all right.
Indians on the warpath scare me worse than anything, Bill. I just don't like them. No siree, Bob, sir.
Come on, let's get our horses.
But what about Blaine?
You'll have to wait. We got some riding to do, Jingles.
But where are we going? The two of us can't handle all those Indians.
I know it, but we can get some help. We're riding over to the fort to get a company of cavalry.
There's the fort, Bill, and the gate's wide open.
Ride right on into Colonel Wilson's office, Jingles.
I'll bet he'll be glad to know where Thundercloud is.
He should be. He's been chasing the old chief for months. Whoa, boy. Whoa,
whoa, whoa, Joker, whoa.
Halt! State your business.
We want to see Colonel Wilson.
Sorry, sir, but the colonel's left orders he's not to be disturbed.
Well, he's going to be disturbed. Orders or no orders.
Easy, Jingles.
What's going on out here? Well, Wild Bill and Jingles, I'm glad to see you.
You won't be so glad when you hear the news, Colonel.
What news?
Thundercloud's in the warpath again. He's got about 40 braves, all armed with new rifles, and they're heading south through Black Valley.
Armed with new rifles? I wonder where those came from.
I don't know, but there's going to be a lot of killing if they get a chance to use them.
Orderly, have the bugler sound assembly.
Yes, sir.
He'll get right after them, Bill. I'd like to stop Thundercloud once and for all.
If you don't mind, Jingles and I'd like to go along, Colonel.
Now, just a doggone minute. Maybe you'd like to go, but I wouldn't. Fighting Indians scares me silly.
What are you going to do, stay here all alone?
No, of course not. I'm going along, but I just want to go on record as saying I ain't happy about it. Not even a teensy-weensy little bit.
There's a raiding party, Colonel, circling around the Evans farm. Hey, there's Chief Thundercloud and that paint pony.
I'd sure like to have you for one of my scouts, Bill. You can see better than anyone in the troop.
Well, I can see a lot of Indians and horses, and they ain't having no picnic down there.
Well, we'll put a stop to that.
Get up, Buckshot!
Move along, Joker! Here comes trouble! Some of those shots are coming awful close.
Those Indians can shoot pretty well when they have good rifles.
Fire!
Stay low in the saddle, Jingle.
I'm staying as low as I can. We sure surprised those painted buzzards, Bill.
We sure did. That ought to take care of the race.
Bill! Bill, you're hit! Ho, Buckshot! Ho, ho! Oh, Joker, Bill, say something. Let me help you down out of the saddle. Bill, if them buzzers got you, they better look out. Because the whole West won't be big enough to hold me and them Indians, too.
Oh.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles took part in a cavalry charge against the Indian raiders, Bill was hit by a rifle bullet. As Jingles stopped the horses, the charge swept on past them, and Bill slid out of the saddle into his partner's arms.
Bill, you gotta wake up, partner. Doggone it. I knew we shouldn't have come along for this fight. Bill, you're still alive anyhow. Now say something.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy yourself. You like to scare me out of 10 years' growth. Now, what's the idea of stopping a slug anyhow?
You didn't expect me to see it coming, did you?
No, but where'd they hit you, Bill?
Right here. Take a look.
Let me see.
How bad is it?
No, it's not bad at all, Bill. If you'd have been riding 3 inches to the right, we'd have to be looking for a new United States Marshal around here.
I guess I'll be around a while longer then. Feeling better every minute.
Now, don't start that business. You just lie right there till we get you back to the fort.
How's the fight going?
Oh, it's already gone. Soldiers caught most of the Indians, and they're chasing the rest of them clear back to the reservation.
And that ought to stop those raids for a while.
Yeah, looky. Hey, they caught old Chief Thundercloud, too.
Where?
Bill Hickok, I told you to lie still. Here comes Colonel Wilson. He'll get some men to move you.
All right. I'll get patched up, and then we'll find out where those new rifles came from.
Well, we won't do no such thing till you get all healed up again.
Oh, ho there.
Howdy, Colonel.
How badly is he hurt, Jingles?
No, bad enough.
Not too bad, Colonel. Glad you broke up the Indian raid, though.
Thanks to you and Jingles, we've put a stop to that, Bill. And we found out where the Indians got their rifles and ammunition.
Where?
From a rancher. Name of Blaine.
That's just about what I figured.
It was one of them rifles that shot Bill, wasn't it?
That's right. But we'll take care of Blaine.
Oh, no, you won't. You get Bill back to the fort and patch him up. I'm going to take care of Blaine all by my great big self. You shouldn't have come on. You shouldn't be riding at all.
I can't let you go busting in there all alone.
But you're all bandaged up.
I feel pretty good. I don't want to get in any fist fights, but I can still shoot if I have to.
Oh, maybe we should have brought the cavalry after all. Hey!
There's Blaine. See him standing there on the front porch?
I see him all right.
You missed him, partner.
Wait till I get closer. I won't miss.
I'll get rid of that gun of his before he hurts somebody.
You did it! That gun jumped right out of his hand, and look at him hanging onto his arm.
That hurts, Jingle. Well, but you will.
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
All right, Hickok. I know why you're here, but you ain't taking me without a fight.
Bill ain't fighting with nobody for a while, but if you want a fight, I'm your man.
That's all right with me, you big buffoon.
Oh, I got a few punches I've been saving just for you, and that's for selling guns to the Indians. That's for the bullets. That's for lying to Chief Thundercloud. And here comes one for getting Bill shot with one of those rifles.
Nice going, partner. I guess we'll have to wait a while before he'll be able to ride back to the fort with us.
I got plenty of time, but let's haul him down by that little stream.
You want to throw some water in his face?
No, but while we're waiting for him to wake up, I'd like to try to catch a few of those trout for supper.
Here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today. Andy, why don't you tell the folks what our story is for Monday?
Sure, Bill. It's all about how Jingles Toothache helps Wild Bill catch a dangerous killer. Don't miss the monstrous toothache.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Tell Dad and Mom about it, Wranglers. October is restaurant month. Time to eat out because a restaurant meal is a wonderful change. You'll like it, and so will Mom, because it gives her a break from the hot stove and cooking. Now, remind Dad and Mom to eat out several times during restaurant month. And for breakfast, remember, at restaurants everywhere, you'll find those appetizing individual packages of Kellogg's cereals, all different kinds, just like you get in Kellogg's variety pack at home. Be sure to eat at a restaurant several times this month. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Howard Culver and Nestor Paiva. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!